thank you for calling customer support. My name is Jenny. May I have your zip code to assist you, please?
45769.
Thank you. 1 minute, please. You did say 45769, correct?
Yes.
Thank you. And what is your first and last name, please?
Tammy Ballard.
Thank you, Ms. Ballard. Ms. Ballard, I'm looking at your shipping address starting with 39. Would you say the rest of it for me for verification, please?
39841.
Thank you.
The entire address, so
I have permission to speak to Ms. Ballard.
Okay. 39841, State Route 143, Pomeroy, Ohio, 45769. I need to cancel this. When I did this, they said it was only $7. Well, they took $59 out of my account. Now my rent check's going to bounce. I only make $11 an hour, and I did not think that it was going to be any more than $7. Because it said I won it.
I do see it's $7.95. Sweepstakes to try to win a kitchen supply, correct?
Oh, no. I pushed a button. It says you won. Pay the $7 for shipping. And then last night, the bank said my rent check came in, but with the money that you guys are trying to take out, I don't have enough to pay my rent.
Ma'am, did you read the terms and conditions that stated that this was a sweepstakes and that you were simultaneously enrolled in a membership?
No, my phone's too small. It just said play this and see if you win. I pushed a button and it said I won.
So they have to have a terms and conditions there. These online press this and you win has to be, you have to make sure there's no extended offer, ma'am.
No, I didn't know that. I mean, no, it just popped up and said, oh, and then it said I won.
Not in these days, ma'am. There are terms and conditions and all kind of layers with technology now. I'll be
wow,
right with
I'll
you
never
concerning.
Do that again.
Yes, ma'am. 1 minute for me, please.
I think I need to get off Facebook.
Well, it's the thing we all have to deal with in terms of technology. There's so much going on with what's offered, and it's always layered.
Wow, I guess.
We have to go very slowly and be aware. I am dealing with the refund opportunity for you. 1 minute, please.
Oh, thank you.
Okay, Ms. Ballard, the company considers this a valid purchase, but they're offering you the $19.93 for a 35% refund.
So I'm not going to get my money back to pay my rent?
There is a $28.48 coming in that is a 50% refund for you.
Oh, Jesus. I don't know what I'm going to do now.
50% is where? Would you like me to process that?
Oh, you got to do something, yes.
$28.48. 1 minute for me, please. Let me see, $56.95. Yeah, $28.48. And you want me to shut down the account?
Yes, please.
Okay, 1 minute, ma'am.
When they tell you there ain't no money in there to pay your rent, yeah, that's scary.
I'm so sorry, ma'am. This refund is coming to you, though. This money is coming to you between 3 and 5 business days.
Okay.
So that you can have it. Give me 1 minute, please. I want to make sure that there's no more charges or shipments on your account.
Oh, I hope not.
No, ma'am.
I think it's $35 every time I bounce one.
I'm so sorry. I know. I'm going as fast as I can to cover all spaces and places in your account, okay?
Thank you.
You're welcome. almost done.
Okay.
I'm still here.
Okay.
Still here. Okay, Ms. Ballard, let me give you the refund and cancellation number for your records. When you're ready.
Okay, just a second.
Okay.
Okay, I'm ready.
That number is C, like Charlie.
Mm-hmm.
And then it is 261. One, mm-hmm. Excuse me, no. 261, then it's 087.
Mm-hmm.
And then it is 699.
Okay.
Okay, and that's cancellation and refund. The best to you,
okay.
Ma'am. Okay. So sorry about that, and the best to you. Thank you for calling customer support. Have a good day.
Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am. Bye-bye.